Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
The Burt Show.
So enough of that nonsense, all right? This almost feels like when somebody passes away that the family now is starting to fight for the things that are left over. Is that-
yes, this is going to be the Burt Show's estate sale.
Okay, this is pretty much it here.
And we have to put the tags on the things that we want.
What are you guys bitching about here?
We're not bitching. We're just, there's stuff and people need to take it. I was in here the other day. You guys were talking about who's going to take this big LED sign right here.
That's mine.
Not me. That's not what I want, but it got my brain turning. And I was like, what do I want?
I asked for it this morning, and I thought we bought it for the studio, and it turns out that we did not. So
oh, no.
There's no guarantee that I get to walk out with it.
People are already taking stuff. As an example, yesterday, Molly brought a nice dinner for us to take home, and mine had Tommy written on the bag. And I gifted it to Katie because Katie worked so hard. I was like, Katie will enjoy this. I'll give it to Katie. When she left yesterday, it was gone.
What?
Yeah, so there were a bunch of bags out there that all had food in it, like comfort food for us.
Yeah, the Burt's Big Adventure ladies all gave us like a hot meal that we could make to take a little something off of our plate, which was so sweet.
What I didn't see was that there were names attached to some of those bags, so I just grabbed one. And then when I got into the car, I saw that it said Tommy on it.
You had one that said Burt. Who took that one?
No, that she put that one in my truck. So she didn't even come up with it. So yours is still in the back of my truck if you want to go grab it.
I thought because I'm
like, it has frozen stuff in there.
There's frozen stuff?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's bad now.
Tommy, I'm so sorry. It was like a frozen pie from Pie Bar.
No, I was giving it to Katie. Katie was going to take it home.
No, it was from Lucy's Market, and that stuff is not cheap.
No, it was actually a lifetime supply of Buc-ee's. I'm sorry. So you can have mine.
I don't want
But you're not going to want
I'm
mine.
I'm just giving you grief.
It's like a poppy seed casserole.
Right. Oh,
you'll
so
never eat that.
All right, back to fighting over the stuff in the
All
studio.
Right, well, I've been just racking my brain. What do I want? I can take anything. Anything's mine. It's all about me, this whole thing,
yeah.
You see?
Sure.
I thought every time I go into Tommy's studio, there's this little cup, and it's full of cash. I think I'd like the cash.
Oh, hang on. I'll give it to you.
What is there, $4 in there?
Even if it's like $9, that's like math.
Why did
20,
we have
36 gumballs?
Why were we collecting cash again?
Oh, I think is it when we swore? We said the B word or something because we were trying not
All
to
right.
say.
See, the look cash. At that. Ask and you shall receive.
Look at that wad of cash.
That's a bunch of cash, actually.
It was the cussing jar.
Yeah, I think so, or okay. something like that. It lasted for like a second. Why are you guys wearing matching T-shirts? I'm sorry.
Well, this is our cry for help because the CIA is after every single one of us in the youth group.
Mike, there's so much stuff going on right now.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like I'm in a fever dream.
Yeah, that's way too off topic. That's okay. My bad. All right, what else are you guys fighting over in the studio?
Well, what's everyone else want? Everything's going. Like, you guys can take anything.
Can I take a camera? Can I take a mic?
No, you cannot take a camera.
Before, Mikey, I want you to take off your headphones and close your ears so you can't hear what I'm about to say.
Earmuffs.
Big time. That money I gave him is counterfeit.
Is
this a
joke?
Oh, no. I swear to God, it is. It is.
Thought it was drug money.
It was a bit we did years ago where a woman set up somebody who was coming in her room and stealing money out of her room. So she got counterfeit money and put it in there. And I was like, give me some. And she gave me some. And it's been sitting there for years. And I've been waiting for somebody to take it. So this is perfect.
Is that true?
If really? Mikey ends up in jail, he's a counterfeiter.
Well, now, at least he has his bail money.
It's somebody else's problem after Friday. All right, Jackson, what do you want?
Well, I've also struggled with figuring out what stuff that the show actually owns and what stuff
stuff that the station owns, because I was looking in our little room back there and I was like, well, I'd like one of these couches. The personality hires need another couch for us to record on. There's awards back there that I think would be cool and look good on my mantle place, and that I had no part in contributing towards at all.
You've been here 2 years. I think Bert should take home the awards.
Those are from like 2009.
That's the last time the show was good.
Yeah, other than that, I don't know. The mini fridge that's in there?
Sure. Why not? Take the mini fridge.
I think the mini fridge is Tommy's.
No, it's Tracy's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take it.
Nice. Tracy gave it up. You can have it.
I think the couches are ours as well.
Those things. I definitely don't want those. Okay. Those things are fancy.
I'm pretty sure.
They're talking about the ones in your office back
there? There's one that's all torn up that looks like a casting couch. The other one is the one that I actually want that's actually kind of put together well.
I'm pretty sure that's ours.
Fairly certain that there is literally nobody in the building paying attention to us. So you could walk out with that and nobody would say a word.
All right. Good deal.
So I'm going to give everybody labels, because like my son has his little stickers. I have his name on it because they go on his water bottle and his backpack and his folders. So I'm going to get everybody's stickers. And on Friday after the show's over, you can go around and put your name on what you want to take home with you.
You may not take anything electronic at all, because I am taking all of that for work, and then you cannot take the big sign and you cannot take this mic flag.
Okay.
Is there anything fun we can take? Anything?
That cross stitch sitting behind you.
Here's some of that.
Yeah, that one's mine though.
Here's some of that protein vodka that was brought to the station the other day. You're all going to need this.
I'll take one now.
What about the tiles on the wall that look like the Epcot sign?
Those stay.
Yeah. So
they're soundproofing tiles.
I don't know that most people know this, but I pay rent on this studio every single month to Cumulus.
Go ahead, tell them how much you have to shell out.
We made a deal with each other. One penny every month I pay to Cumulus for this studio. So I think they're going to want to keep most of the stuff in it.
Now, there is one big hot commodity we were told this morning that we could take. And if you look down at the legs, the metal legs on these tables that have the Burt Show cut out of them, these are all up for grabs.
I was about to say I'm going to take it. What would I do with a metal leg?
You hang it on the wall and put a light behind it, and then it's like a really cool thing. It's backlit.
Count me in.
Or you find another show around the country that's called the Burt Show, and you sell it to them also.
Good call.
Should we start our own new radio show called the Burt Show? And we could be based in Atlanta, and then we could syndicate to 24 other markets.
Why don't you just do it from here?
This is a great... Now that I think about it, this is the perfect studio
it's
for
only
it.
A penny a month.
Do you really need Burt? Okay, we're going to go to break in a second. And then when we come back, we got to talk about the shirts, because I didn't even pick up on it.
Yeah,
of course you didn't.
Well, I saw Abby earlier with her jacket on, and I'm like, oh, I bet that's something fun and quippy. I couldn't really see it, but I did see it says, I out pizzaed the Hut, and now the CIA is trying to assassinate me. And then Rebecca walked in with the same shirt, and then Mikey and Jackson appeared, and I'm like, now I need to know.
Everybody in the youth group has walked in here today with an I out pizzaed the Hut t-shirt. And all of them have it on. So what's the deal? You guys getting paid for that or what?
I mean, I'm not really sure what's so confusing. The CIA is trying to assassinate us because we tried to out pizza the Hut, and this is our cry for help.
It's pretty clear to me.
Pretty self-explanatory.
No, so there's a bar across the street here that the youth group frequents, I would say. And we have our number one favorite bartender there who... Shout out to Lindsay, is literally the greatest person known to man. She knows all of us really well. I've always dreamed of having the local bar that you can walk into and the bartender already knows what you want before you even walk in. You can say, I'll have the regular, or that you're going to switch it up. And she it's like she can read your mind the entire time. And shout out to Katie, obviously, for, you know, putting that connection together, because she's kind of the OG when it comes to that relationship. And Lindsay sent us all a message yesterday saying, hey, why don't you guys come by, I've got something for you. So we all showed up, and she had these little gift bags for us. She got us all matching t-shirts and keychains, which was very, very sweet of her.
Okay, now it makes some sense.
Yeah, exactly. So we're gonna head over there afterwards to take pictures with her, with all of us wearing these shirts.
Ah, okay, very cool.
The Burt Show.
All right, Tommy, tease me with who's here today. Again, if you've just been hanging out, we're wrapping up the Burt Show. Friday will be our last morning. And these guys have been bringing people in studio from past shows or from my life. This morning, they really touched my heart with Pastor Andy Stanley coming in from North Point Ministries. I had no idea. And the timing of it couldn't have been any more perfect, which I explained earlier this morning. But I've really asked these guys, like, I don't want to know who's here. That's part of the, like, the juice for me.
Yeah, so the goal is to go 3 for 3 today with our surprises, because it's been a running joke that all of our surprise guests have been ruined along the way, whether Bert has ran into them in the hallway or Tommy has whispered them into Bert's ear to prepare for the next break. But so far, so we got Andy Stanley in here. And it was a surprise. And this next person actually reached out to Tommy yesterday.
This next person, Bert, I believe has been in Atlanta radio about as long as you have, if not longer. He is an institution. He is a friend of the show. He has been on from time to time. And this morning, I think I'm going to get him to rank the Bert Show members in order of who he likes to least likes, because that's what he does with his children. From 680 The Fan.
Oh, no way, Chris.
And pre-Braves talk, here is Chris Domino.
What up, Domino?
Hi. Here, let me tell you something about Chris Domino. Hey, my dude.
Coming in with the brown liquor.
Thank you, man.
Oh, gosh.
So Chris Domino has been begging to be part of this show for 15 years. He thinks it's the easiest job. Come in here, talk about pop culture, talk about your personal life a little bit. For 15 years, he's like, I'm ready. But he keeps going back and doing sports.
Yeah. Do you know there have been a couple of times I thought about putting an ageism lawsuit against him? Because I don't even know if you're allowed to say this.
Then I would sue myself if there was ageism going on.
Well, it's this is, I mean, we've done this before. The whole idea of this, pop culture and One Direction and Team Edward and Team Larry, and you got to figure out which one you actually want, and then what happened at the end of Sopranos. I mean, we do this anyway.
Right.
It's just I figured if I was going to do the afternoon show, I'd come in here and do the morning. Yep. I would tell you they all got shot in the head. Tony was the last one, by the way.
I just love that your pop culture references are literally from like 20 years ago.
Which is one of the reasons why I could never bring him in here. Right?
He used to accuse me. You know, there were things that were on color television as opposed to just black and white television. And I just thought it was a little bit insensitive when he would actually go down that road more than once. I didn't know I was coming on. I talked to Tommy real quickly last night.
How did this all go down, and how have we been texting with each other? We had dinner a couple of nights.
Yesterday we sort of, I just said, look, there's probably a funeral, but there has to be a wake. And a wake is when you drink, and a wake is when you laugh, and it's when you cry a little bit, but you drink, and you don't, you know. That's what I thought this was supposed to be over the last few days. But then I find out I'm following Andy Stanley, and then a benign cancer announcement. And I said, you want to talk about the terrible time slot? How the hell do you follow any of that?
Domino hit me up yesterday and said, hey, I want to swing by in the 6 o'clock hour. And I said, well, we aren't even going to be here because we're doing replays from yesterday.
Yeah, because you're part-timers is what you are.
The senioritis is through the roof.
And
Domino,
I said, if Domino comes, Bert's going to want him on the air.
Yeah.
So I texted Kristen and we decided, hey, we're going to put him on at 8 this morning. So there you go.
This is, it's really interesting because we go back before kids, or actually as kids were being born.
We met in the hospital.
That's right.
Yep.
Shut up.
Yeah.
True story. They were the first people that we told we were pregnant.
Stacy and I.
Yep.
Aww.
3.5 years trying, and it was sort of like, okay, you know, everybody has their story, and you never know who's dealing with it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do find out, and then you go, wait, my wife's not drinking. Oh, they're going to guess this immediately because she was sitting at their house. And yeah, you were the first that we actually told.
It's crazy, yeah. This must be, as we talk about radio and exits from radio, this is so unique. I mean, generally speaking, and you've gone through one of these, it does not end well when people leave a radio station.
7 o'clock in the morning many years ago, 680 The Fan was on a lease management with a station WSB, the big stick in town, and somebody calls up and says, hey, man, are you going to be okay? It's like on the air. I was like, yeah, it's August. Braves are home this weekend. I'm going to be great. Guy says, have you seen the paper? I said, yeah, but I had seen last night's edition. Back in the old days, there were two editions of a paper.
This is what year now?
98.
Okay.
97, 98. But he says, no, it's right there on the front page of the sports page, WCNN going away. And it's 7 o'clock in the morning. We're on the air till 10. And we immediately thought that Larry, the 72-year-old security guy, is going to come in and exit us out. But no, they let me stay on the air till 10, which was really, This is that times a thousand.
Mm-hmm.
They're letting you stay on the air to say whatever the hell it is you want. Now, let me ask you something. Before Friday, are you going to spit something out that you think you're not supposed to, but you will?
I think we've been doing that for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Have you got a dirty little secret that you just want to drop and leave right there in the
middle? I haven't really held back. I have had some people DM me, and they want me to talk like crap about Cumulus.
Oh.
And I'm like, why would I? Let me try to explain this. And I explained it on Instagram also. I came to this radio station with no hosting experience at all. I probably did not deserve this job. Okay, I was not qualified for this. So 25 years ago, they took a flyer on a guy that had no hosting experience and said, do whatever you want. Yeah. And 25 years later, here we are. So for 25 years, I've had the same kind of relationship with Cumulus that you guys that are listening have with your bosses and your office also. It's mostly great. Every now and then, it sucks. But for the most part, it's been fantastic and supportive. And the bad times or the disagreements that we have had don't come anywhere near the opportunity that they gave me 25 years ago. So for me to crap on that while I'm walking out the door is just, it has no value, no integrity, and it's just not something I do.
I even think in the middle of it, you know, what are you crying about? You know, at the end of the day, go do a full assessment. What are you going to cry about?
Right.
You know, I had a bad day. They weren't nice to me. Oh, there's something going on contract-wise. And I got to, yeah, you know what? That's the world. And if you feel like, oh, this show, we're the show of honesty, and Nick and I, on our show, we say it all the time, we are the show of honesty, but I'm not looking to necessarily go rat-tat-tat on everybody.
Right.
Now, there are certain people I don't mind. I'll load it up with the best of them. But at a certain point, you just go, okay, this is what everybody is dealing with. And it's not relatable if you're crying about all the time. Oh, you know what they didn't let me do today? And you know what they don't want me to do tomorrow?
Oh, the victim. Yeah. It's just not who
I am. It's funny, too, because we've known each other both off the air and on. By the way, nice to meet you, Abby. I have not said hello yet. I apologize.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thank you. I could have.
Do you know anything about sport?
Yes, go football. Go okay. Gators.
There you go. Okay. Should be a great co-host.
Hockey players are hot. Baseball players look nice in those tight pants. That's about it.
Okay.
Go Braves.
The Go Gators thing, that's a little bit... Nothing better than this right now.
Hey, listen, we just lost a coach. We're going through a lot.
I know you are.
We've been going through a lot for the last 20 years.
You need a young co-host.
All right.
She's a free agent.
So is that really... No.
I don't know. I don't know anything about sports.
But I could have saved you thousands of dollars in therapy. Listen, I'm not telling you it didn't help you, but you know what I think. I mean, they're never going to tell you you're well.
Yeah.
At a certain point, at least I would have told you 6, 7, 8 years in. I said, you're great now, man. It's all fixed. It's all fixed. Because it's interesting how you have to put your life out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have to put your life out there. And everybody maybe doesn't realize that that's not the easiest thing in the world. You can have fun with it. You can, at the end of the day, laugh about it. But you better be prepared. Because there is blowback from other people in your life.
Yeah. It was one of the deciding reasons why I'm retiring now. I'm getting married in March to Amanda. And throughout my entire life, I have given insight, good and bad, into my marriages and my relationships. And it takes its toll. And I don't want to risk losing the greatest woman on the planet. Yeah. I just don't want to do that anymore, man. I want to keep our relationship private.
I know, but I don't even believe this. Like, I think you're pulling a... I think this is a radio Ponzi scheme.
Okay.
I think once inside of 6 months, you're going to be back. You're going to wake up one day and say, I got a great idea for a bit. And nobody's going to care.
It's possible.
And how are you going to deal with it?
I am giving myself space for that. It is possible that I've had this persona my whole life. So to think I can cut it off and just stay completely away from it is kind of a joke.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm giving you 7 months. 7 months and 3 days. If we're going to...
We should start a pool.
If everybody kicks in 20 bucks.
I swear to God, we should start a pool.
7 months and 3 days, he's going to come running here and he's just going to say, I've changed my mind.
I'll tell you one of the reasons why that won't happen, because I really feel like I have been ruminating and attacking this on every angle. If I'm blowing this up and putting these guys through all that stress, I can't come back without these guys. And they're all going to have jobs. So it's not even... It'll be maybe a travel podcast. It'll be something, but it won't be this. That's it.
And what happens when you have to get something off your chest and you look around and it's not
that's
your wife?
That's when you pray for his new wife, Amanda.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
Oh, she's ready.
Chris Domino, man, thank you for your friendship.
Yeah. And thank you. You guys did something incredible for my mom many years ago. It's too long a story, but...
Oh, that's right. No, let's get into it.
This was
really cool. Let's take a second and talk about it.
Just real quick. You guys were a really big part of it. My mom and dad were married for a very, very long time. My dad passes away. My cousin, who's an attorney, asked my mom, hey, is there anybody you've ever... She's like, I was married at 19. No. But there was a guy who fired on me when I was engaged. And it turns out they were actually friends as couples. They, my mom and dad and him and his then-to-be wife become really good friends. So much so when my dad was in service, my mom stayed with them. So long story short, fast forward a lot of years later, my dad passes away. My cousin finds out this man is a widower, and she calls him. And then she gives my mom the number, and she says, you do what you want, make the call. And she made the call. They ended up getting married. It was the greatest few years, certainly. He just passed away not too long ago. But it was perfect. And you guys actually had them on.
They were adorable. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the whole story was insane. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, my sister was pissed. She's like, oh, what is she doing with somebody else? I was like, are you crazy? It's your mother. Let her be happy. And she was really happy. And his kids were great to her. And she loved the idea that being here in Atlanta and being a part of that when she moved up. After she got married, it was a really, really good thing that you guys did for her.
It was really fun. Yeah. It was really great. Oh, man. Thanks for being part of my life, man. Yeah, and now we really got time to... We're always texting each other saying, let's get drinks. Let's get drinks. Well, I got to be up early and he doesn't care, so...
Your bedtime wasn't... I mean...
It's insane. Yeah.
You were a 45-year-old man telling me what time you had to go to bed. I was like, is this a thing?
Yes. All right, it's The Bird Show.
The Bird Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, entertainment buzz here in like 90 seconds.
So if you don't know about Group 7, it means you're not in Group 7. But it's the most exclusive club on the internet right now, and I'm going to tell you all about it coming up.
All right, Abby, this is for you. I want to see how many of these you get right. So a new survey comes out yesterday from Tinder talking about drinking and first dates. There are 5 drinks that are most likely ordered on a first date. What are the 5?
It's definitely got to be wine and beer.
A glass of wine is number 3.
But beer's not on there?
Nope.
Is coffee on there?
No, this is a no.
So it's all alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do people drink coffee on first dates?
Yeah.
I guess if it's a Starbucks, like lunch date?
If you do a coffee date, if you do a lunch date, or I guess if you just don't drink, maybe it feels like it's an upgrade from water.
Yeah, I guess when I was thinking about date for me, my go-to is like, we're going to a bar.
So. Okay, well, if you're going on a date, it's a vodka soda. So is that on there?
It is not on there.
Okay. Espresso martini?
Not on there.
A martini is number 4.
Oh, yeah.
But just a regular martini.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, it is.
Margarita?
Number 1.
Oh. Margarita's already sexy. And what about a old fashioned?
It's down there. I saw it on the list somewhere. That's number 10.
How many do I have? Wine, margarita, martini.
Yep.
So I'm missing 2. Yep.
Think about brunch. What would you have at brunch?
Oh, a mimosa?
Yeah, that's number 5.
Ew, that's disgusting.
I know. I'm not. Like, orange juice makes your breath smell so bad.
No, I know. That's the last thing I want. Okay, mimosa, and then...
Number 2 would be if you're feeling really insecure and you need something that's going to give you confidence immediately.
A shot?
A shot is number 2.
I mean, that makes sense. I've definitely taken a shot before a date if I was really nervous.
So it goes margarita, shot of something, anything, a glass of wine, martini, mimosa, pina colada.
Ugh. Oh, hell yeah. Sign me up.
Is that even a drink?
Yes, it is, and it's delicious.
Here's another one. These are like, they're drinks, but not drinks. Daiquiri.
Ew. Who is drinking? Who in the ripe age of being in their late 20s, early 30s is drinking a daiquiri? Ordering a daiquiri?
Been to New Orleans where there are literally drive-through daiquiri places.
But that's like a specific
It's such a thing. Rookie drink.
I wouldn't go to a restaurant, I wouldn't go to Houston's and get like my chart of artichokes and then order a strawberry daiquiri.
That's insane behavior.
A spirit like scotch on the rocks.
Scotch, 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 scotch. I love scotch.
If I'm on a date with somebody, a first date, and they order a whiskey, which is 9 on this list, I'm like, you badass.
It's a whiskey sour.
It's still got whiskey in it.
True.
And number 10 was old fashioned.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Some of you normies aren't in the know. You're not in the know because you're not in Group 7. If you're not in Group 7, it's a little bit like Fight Club. You don't really talk about Group 7 because if you're in Group 7, You're one of the chosen ones.
This doesn't have to do with 6'7", right?
No.
This ridiculousness.
Can I be honest? I don't know what 6'7" means.
Nobody does.
Nobody knows. I don't even think Jen Alpha knows what 6'7" is.
So I saw this viral video, and this is like, so the Gen X in me, right, is watching, and they're at a burger joint, and they're yelling out the names of the tickets, and they're yelling out 68. And everybody's waiting with bated breath. And I thought they were super excited to hear the dude yell out 69.
Sure.
But no, he comes up and he grabs the mic. And there's like just a ton of Gen Alpha hanging out in this burger joint. And they're all standing up. And they're like, yeah, 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 yeah. And the guy comes up to the mic and he goes, 6'7"? And they're like,
yeah! Explodes. I've seen this video. The place explodes. I think Gen Alpha loves the fact that there really is no definition,
none,
but it's gone viral.
It's I think it's in a song.
It is.
Or something like that. That's the most vague thing I've seen, but it makes me feel so old every time I look it up that I'm just like,
And it has to do with like the height of a basket. Anyway, go ahead.
I was so perplexed. The guy, I was like, who is going to say? I'm over here like being like, he's going to say 69. And then he said 6'7", and I'm like, I don't get it. This isn't mo mean.
But no, group 7 has nothing to do with the Gen Alpha term 6'7", whatever the heck that means. Group 7 is a social media phenomenon started by TikTok user at Sophia James Music, who started this thing on TikTok where she was trying to promote her new song that's out. And so by doing it, she would use the song in the background of all these different videos she would put out. And she's basically just testing out the TikTok algorithm, because sometimes it's a mystery, like what videos are going to do well versus the ones that don't do well. So she made like 10 different videos and she labeled them group 1, group 2, group 3, group 4, through, you know, and so on and so forth. And there's this video that went crazy viral that said, if you're seeing this, you're in group 7. And this is what she said.
Just watching this video, you are in group 7. I have posted 7 videos tonight, and this is the 7th one. Just this little science experiment to see what kind of video gets the most reach out of the 7. And I don't know what that says about you, but you're in group 7. Welcome.
So this is why I love the TikTok comments so much, because it's really a bland video. She's just like, yeah, you're in group 7. If you see this, congratulations. Welcome to group 7. Well, a bunch of people in the comments decided to make it a thing. They're like, oh my God, we're in group 7.
Oh.
Oh my God, we're the baddiest of all the baddies out there. And it just became this thing where they're sort of saying it ironically, like, oh my God, if you got group 7, like, we are the chosen ones. And it just started taking off to now where if you see a brand say, congratulations, if you're in group 7, Oreo is in group 7. They're just piling on that inside joke that somehow started in the comment section of this video for group 7.
It took on a life of its own.
And congratulations to her. I don't really think anybody's paying attention to the song she's trying to promote. So,
you know how I said over the course of the last couple of months that sometimes I just feel really detached by some entertainment buzz stories and I don't want to fake it?
Yeah.
Here we are.
I can tell.
I am in group 7, so you're all losers.
Good. Okay, good.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.